Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six, brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. This is the first 2013 edition of the Pick Six, and it's a playoff edition. Let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Ted, a Minnesota native living in Washington. Please discuss your thoughts on the progression of Christian Ponder throughout the 2012 season. Christian played well in that 4-1 start the Vikings got off to. He didn't have an interception in his first four games. He played even better in the season's final four games when we went 4-0, made it to the postseason. Now, some ups and downs in between those two periods of time. Ultimately, I'm excited about the future of Christian Ponder with the Minnesota Vikings. I can't wait to watch Rick Spielman and Leslie Frazier add some more talent to our offense and give Christian Ponder some more weapons. I think the future is bright for our quarterback. Our next question comes from Michelle in Hartford, Connecticut. Why doesn't Everson Griffin play more? Seems like every time he's out there, he's sacking the quarterback. No doubt about it, this is the best season Everson Griffin has had since he came to the Vikings via the fourth round of the 2010 NFL Draft. He has 8 sacks this season. That's third on the team. A great year for Everson, and he had 3 sacks in last week's win over Green Bay. Now, here's the thing with Everson. He doesn't play every single down, but I think that's why he's so effective. When he does come into the game, he's 100% ready to go, and he's going against offensive linemen who have been playing the entire game, so he has more energy than those guys. Remember in training camp, new defensive coordinator Alan Williams talked about having a rotation at defensive line. That rotation is paying dividends right now. Everson Griffin with his 8 sacks, that's the best illustration of how well that rotation is working. Our next question also comes from Connecticut. It's from Anthony. When Antoine Winfield was out of the game, why was Marcus Sherrills on the field instead of Josh Robinson? This is a good question. Josh Robinson is the third best corner on the Vikings roster, but the reason he didn't play when Winfield went out is because Winfield oftentimes plays inside in the slot in our nickel package. Marcus Sherrills had been working there for most of the week in practice, so the team felt more comfortable playing him in that position. Now, Leslie Frazier did say earlier this week that they might try and work Josh Robinson into that nickel package. So if Antoine can't play or if he has to leave the game because of that hand injury, it could be Josh Robinson who plays inside. Our next question comes from Twitter, at AlexLawson91 asks, are you worried that our secondary will struggle in Lambeau this Saturday? There's always reason to be concerned when you're playing the Packers because they have Aaron Rodgers, an elite quarterback. Plus, we're a little bit banged up with Antoine and his hand, Harrison Smith and his shoulder. Hopefully, those guys are going to be able to play. Either way, it's a tall task to try and stop Aaron Rodgers and company. But I think Alan Williams can scheme it up well. I think our players can execute that scheme. And I think we can go to Lambeau Field and slow them down enough to win the game. Our next question also comes from Twitter, at @soda_burnt asks, why don't the Vikings practice outside this week? I get it. That makes a little bit of sense on the surface level. It's going to be cold in Lambeau. It's cold in Minnesota. You can practice outside. But here's the thing. 2 points. One, you need to have a good teaching environment at practice. Coaches need to explain to the players the schemes and the concepts. It's hard to do that if it's windy or if it's really cold outside. And number two, these guys are professionals. You can only coach them up to a certain point. It comes down to the players preparing themselves for the game. At some point, it's on the players to be ready for the elements. Our last question comes from Matthew in Peoria, Illinois. What are your thoughts on Adrian Peterson's chances of rushing for 200 yards again on Saturday in Green Bay? Remember, he had 210 in week 13 at Green Bay. He had 199 last week against Green Bay. Why would you doubt Adrian Peterson? Green Bay has had no answer for him all season, really all throughout Adrian's career. I don't think they're going to suddenly come up with one in 1 week's time. I am not doubting Adrian Peterson. He can run us to victory again in the playoffs. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we'll be back next week after a huge playoff win over the Packers. So send your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week.